Hola amigos, ¿cómo están? How's everybody doing out there? All my language tutor amigos, hope you guys are all doing well. It is episode 69 of the Language Tutor Spanish podcast, and we're talking about the passive voice. This is a great suggestion on the Language Tutor Spanish Facebook page. And I get a lot of great suggestions on there, so I'm trying to knock those out, put them on the YouTube channel. Hopefully I can help you guys out with those little lessons that help you fill in the gaps. But we're going to be practicing the passive voice on this episode. And I want to start with a practice that just helps us reword and then put into Spanish what we need to put into Spanish. And, you know, sometimes we have to reword it before we can translate it. So that's what I want us to do. I want us to do basically a three-step process. The first step will be I'm going to say a sentence in English, and then I want you to reword that sentence in English into the passive voice, flipping it around just like we did on the YouTube lesson, okay? And then we'll put it into Spanish as a third step. So I'm going to give you an example here. This is like one of the examples I used on the YouTube channel. She wrote a book. So I would say she wrote a book. That's step one. Step two, I want you to reword it into passive voice, flipping around the doer and the receiver. So you would say the book was written by her. All right. And then now that once we have it in the right order, the third step, you would put it into Spanish, which would be ella escribió un libro. All right. So I hope that makes sense. Let's jump right into it. We're going to do five of these really quick. The first one is we planned the party. We planned the party. So flip that around and flip the doer and the receiver. And so you probably said the party was planned by us. Now let's put that sentence, the party was planned by us, into Spanish. Use the word planear in Spanish to say planned. That's planear, AR verb. Okay, so the party was planned by us. And hopefully you said, la fiesta fue planeada por nosotros. All right, we say planeada because it's past participle modifying fiesta, which is feminine. All right, let's go to number two. They received the letter. They received the letter. All right, flip that around in English. Okay, pretty easy. The letter was received by them. All right, now let's put that sentence into Spanish. Letter is carta, and of course you know received is recibir. So the letter was received by them. All right, and you should have said la carta fue recibida por ellos, or you could have said ellas, but la carta fue recibida por ellos or ellas. Let's go to number three. She used the books. Let's flip that around in English. All right, so hopefully you said the books were used by her. And now let's put that into Spanish. Now for the word used, you can just simply say usar, the verb usar. Okay, so the books were used by her. And that should be los libros fueron usados por ella. Los libros fueron usados por ella. Let's go to number four. The kids made the piñata. The kids made the piñata. Flip that around. All right. Of course, you probably said the piñata was made by the kids. Let's put that into Spanish. The piñata was made by the kids. And you should have said la piñata fue hecha por los niños. La piñata fue hecha por los niños. Now let's go to number five, the last one. He found the watch. He found the watch. Flip that one around. And you said the watch was found by him. Okay, let's put that into Spanish. First of all, you may not know the word for watch. I'm not sure, but it's el reloj, R-E-L-O-J, reloj, masculine. So, and let's use the word encontrar to say find, the AR verb encontrar. All right, so let's put that all together. The watch was found by him. And that should be el reloj fue encontrado por él. El reloj fue encontrado por él. All right. Well, that was a great first practice. Let's move on to the next one. And for our next and final practice, I want us to work on the passive voice in the final way that I showed you on the YouTube channel. And that is using the word se, S-E, to indicate what one does in general, just one. Okay, so we're going to put five sentences into Spanish. Now, all of these sentences are going to start with the word they. But just up front, let's go ahead and establish that when I say they, I mean one in general. See, that's how we use it in English. You know, sometimes just say, well, they do something, but we're meaning just people in general. So that's what we mean in these sentences, okay? And so we're going to use passive voice with all of these using se. All right. The first sentence is, they pronounce the word like that in French. They pronounce the word like that in French. Now, you're probably going, wait, I don't know how to say like that. Just say the word así, A-S-I, with an accent on the I. That means like that or like this. So they pronounce the word like that in French. And hopefully you said, se pronuncia la palabra así en francés. Se pronuncia la palabra así en francés. All right, number two, they grow tomatoes in that field. A couple things I want to tell you really quick. To grow, let's use the word cultivar. It's like where we get cultivate in English. Cultivar. And when I say that field, field is campo, but we're standing right next to the field. Me and whoever I'm talking about, we're standing right there next to the field. All right, so they grow tomatoes in that field. And hopefully you said, se cultivan tomates en ese campo. Se cultivan tomates en ese campo. All right, we used cultivan with an N because tomates is plural. Number three, they sell meat at the market. They sell meat at the market. And that should be se vende carne en el mercado. Se vende carne en el mercado. Number four, they speak English and Spanish in Puerto Rico. They speak English and Spanish in Puerto Rico. And that would be se hablan inglés y español en Puerto Rico. Se hablan inglés y español en Puerto Rico. All right, the last one. They play soccer in this stadium. They play soccer in this stadium. And that should be se juega fútbol en este estadio. se juega fútbol en este estadio. And mis amigos, that wraps up this practice for this episode. I hope you guys are feeling good about the passive voice. Keep on practicing, and I hope your families and you are doing well and staying safe and healthy. And I wish for all of you paz y bendiciones, peace and blessings, and I will see you on the next episode of the Language Tutor Spanish. Hasta pronto.